share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Renewing your passports, IC, or any official documents can be time-consuming, especially when there are crowds waiting at the office. On Saturday, the 14th of May, a security officer from Urban Transformation Center, UTC, in Pudu Central found himself under fire after threatening and intimidating reporters who were surveying the long queues at the center, according to Guangming Daily. After realizing the presence of the reporters, the security officer insisted that they leave the building before counting from 1 to 5 loudly. Prior to that, he informed them that taking pictures and recording are not allowed without any approval and permission from the authorities. "I'm on duty here. Leave before I call the police. Get out," he yelled at the reporters. The reporters were there following numerous complaints from the public. As the guard was shouting, some people at the scene also protested and blamed the security guard for his way of handling the crisis. You can watch and listen to the full clip below. Rude IDI0T. UTC. PUDU thinking face thinking face thinking face gangster or security guard. The people standing there are the ones paying our salary. Perhaps you should get another job instead. Lu Mang Hai Shi Bao and Ren Yuan. Zai Pai Dui Deng Hu Zuo Hu Jiao Do Shi Ni Xin Jin De Lai Yuan. Hai Da Xiao Sheng Gan Ren. Jie Fen Bao and Gong Zuo Bu Shi Hei Ni Jie Zhong Meki Nao De Lu Mang. Posted by Wo Men Shi Ma Lai Shi Ya Ren. We are Malaysians on Saturday, May 14, 2022. It's the same security guard. It did not take long for the video to go viral, and Malaysians have mostly expressed their anger toward the security guard who they think should have handled the situation better. Surprisingly, some visitors of UTC Pudu have also shared their experience of being intimidated by the very same security guard. "I went there last Wednesday. He did act like a gangster. He scolded the people who asked him questions nicely. I went to UTC the other day and saw him yelling and scolding the people, including the elderlies. He could have spoken nicely." In the meantime, others have also said that the security guards should have known his place and not resorted to yelling. As of today, the 16th of May, the Malaysian Immigration Department has yet to make an official announcement on the incident that took place 2 days ago. How do you think the security guard should have handled the crisis better? Also read, Bangladeshi bartender in SS15 restaurant slapped by customer for not playing the songs he wanted. Source. Facebook source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.